Simen Tov Nun Aleph Sif Dalid. Mechaber tells us as follows: Kalim shet mishtamshim bohem alidei ha'ur, kegoin shfudim ba'askalois v'kayetz behem. Vessels that are used through fire, they're heated up with fire. For example, spits or
gridirons.
I don't really know what a gridiron is, but that's the word in English. Okay, a grill?
A
grill, okay. We call it a grill. Okay, fine. Thank you. Or other items which are heated through the fire. Tzrichim libun. We are now being introduced to, we might have mentioned earlier, libun. Libun is to kashrit with fire. The rule is very, very basic, that the way something becomes either treif or chametz stick, that is the opposite of that, the same way, has to be kashered. So since the grill is used with fire, so then how do you kasher the grill? With fire as well. We already discussed hagola. Hagola is purging. So if you use a spoon with mixing the meatballs, and after you pull the spoon out, you realize, you know what? This is my milchik spoon. So now what do you have to do? Since it was mixed in the hot meatballs, you have to kasher that spoon. We'll continue in Mechaber. V'halibun hu, ad shiyu nitzoitzois nitozin mehem. To what degree, when do we say you have fulfilled libun, kashering this utensil? That's up until there are sparks shooting out from the utensil that you are kashering. Now, if you have a blowtorch, then you see the spark shooting out. That's just one example. It doesn't only have to be a blowtorch. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah Brura before you see the Ramah. This, by the way, I just want to categorize. There are three levels so far. There's Hagala, purging. Like we said, you mix with a milk spoon. And you mix the meatballs. How do you kosher that spoon? You boil a pot of hot water, a pot of hot water, and you place that spoon, you submerge, you put the spoon totally inside the pot of water. Now, we just discussed libun. This libun is called libun chomer. Okay? Libun chomer is the highest level of when you have the actual sparks shooting out from what you're kashering. Then we'll see there's a lower level called libun kal. Libun kal is when you take a piece of kash, of straw, and you would put it to the pot, it would be burnt up. Now, you don't have sparks shooting out, but it's still very, obviously, very hot. So, libun kal is a higher level than hagala. Libun chomer is even a higher level of kashering than libun kal. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan chaf zayin. The Mechaber told us, Kalim, shemishtamshin bahem al yedei ha'ur. Vessels that you use with fire. Perush b'li mayim. That means without any water. You go in shvud, of askula, a spit, or a grill. Shetzoyla nolav mulyosa shel chametz. That you roast a mulyosa. Mulyosa is filled chametz dough, and it's roasted. Sounds good. Vaf al pi sheaskula kishetzoyla nal gaba. The Mishnah Brura here is asking a question. When you put something on the spit or on the grill, what do? You want to give a flavor, so you put some barbecue sauce on it. Is that barbecue sauce called a liquid? Because we're saying now that this shvud, the spit or the grill, is called without a liquid. So now, is that called liquid that I put a little flavoring on it? That's not called liquid. That's not called liquid, and therefore, it makes a major difference. It would have to be kashered on the higher level. You cannot use hagola. You cannot submerge it, but you have to do libun, since it's with ur, with fire. Ein retivus ma'at zeh matzilo miyois ha'eish shoylet bo legamrei. This little retivus is this little moisture, the little barbecue sauce, we'll call it, does not take it out of the level of the need to do libun. It's not similar to the case of a machvas, which is discussed later on in Sif Yud Aleph.